A leading Sudanese human rights organization has accused the National Army and security forces of torturing detainees to death and running so-called execution chambers in Khartoum. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The emergency lawyers group said it had documented hundreds of arrests since the army retook control of the capital from the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, in March. In the most severe cases, it reported that detainees were later found dead, showing signs of torture. Their fates range from continued detention in inhumane conditions, trials conducted by security agencies that lack basic standards of justice, or release in poor health, the group said in a statement. In the worst cases, some are found dead after being killed or declared dead as a result of torture. Both the army and the RSF, locked in a civil war that has killed tens of thousands over the past 2 years, have been accused of atrocities. In March, a UN fact-finding mission said both sides were responsible for widespread arbitrary detention, torture, sexual violence, and extrajudicial killings. The conflict has driven 12 million people from their homes and pushed parts of the country into famine. Last week, Doctors Without Borders, MSF, warned that the war has also fueled Sudan's worst cholera outbreak in years, with nearly 100,000 cases and almost 2,500 deaths in the past year. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.